Hey Vach, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. You got a couple seconds to chat?
I do.
You do, awesome. How's your day going so far?
So far so good, man.
So far so good. Mine's going well. I mean, one more day closer to the weekend, right?
That's right.
So, can't complain too much. But, so I got some answers for you here. I was just sitting down with my senior rep, and I just wanted to ask you a question. Most of the money you're going to be using for is just kind of for cash flow, that sort of thing. You're not looking to really purchase any equipment, are you?
We just purchased some equipment, which cost about $30,000 to $40,000. There's a possibility we need some more equipment, which will cost about $80,000 to do to deal with carbon fiber watches.
Oh,
it's possible. I don't know. I was thinking about working that day, but it could be equipment too. We can go purchase.
Yeah, so, and if that's the case, when do you think you, or are you kind of in a hurry for that machine for the carbon fiber watches, or is that kind of just like on the drawing board, or?
It's on the drawing board. I mean, it'll give us the ability to really, instead of subcontracting some of it out, we could do it in-house.
Yeah, I think
okay.
If the money was there, we'll do it. If the money is not there, we probably won't purchase right now.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So then let me get this cleared up.
And also, we need to purchase a printing machine. It's a thing. It's called that 3D printing. You know
okay.
what that is?
Yep, know exactly what it is. So you guys are going to help?
It does models, you know, like with wax. When you do the 3D design, it automatically does a model of the watch, you know, actual model with wax.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys were able to kind of throw an idea together, see if you like it, and then print it out. Oh, wow. And how much did you say that cost?
I'm sorry? About $6,000.
Oh, that's not too bad though for a machine like that too. That's
no,
pretty good deal.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, then, for you, what is like your top priority? Having some working capital to, you know, have some extra purchasing power, or really getting those machines going?
No, I'd say my top priority is to make sure as soon as we're working on the website, it should be ready by a month from now. As soon as we get the website up and as we're working on the 25 watches today, as we speak, we're going to start taking orders from clients. So our top priority is to make sure that we have working capital to fulfill
the orders.
Yeah, we want to get revenue first before we spend a bunch of money, obviously. We got enough equipment in the shop. I mean, the shop that we have, and it's not really ours, it's our partner. He's assembled adequate enough equipment that we're okay for now.
Okay.
We don't have to spend more money there. So we can save our money and work, you know, and do the real business of getting revenue. The others would be all good, but it's not the top priority. So
okay, so
revenue, yeah.
Yeah, so then the cash then would kind of be a necessity to make sure that you are able to get the watches built after the orders have been placed then. So it really seems like the capital is what we want to do. So here's a couple options we have after talking with my senior rep. So really, if you know, the equipment can be done all through, most likely all through Genesis, if that's the case, later on down the road or when that comes up, which would be nice. But for now, since we're not looking at too much equipment, our working capital is, like I was saying, was based off of your sales, that sort of thing. So with you being the newer startup and not needing too much equipment right now, and the capital being the necessity, we kind of need to take a different route. But the nice thing is, you have other businesses. So here's what I would propose to you. If capital is as important as it sounds like it is, I would recommend trying to go maybe through S3H, since you and your wife own, you and your wife are the owners on that one, right? Completely? Or just you?
Yes. No, my wife and I.
Your wife and you. So what I would recommend is trying to do the same process through S3H for right now, because what happens is our capital, like I said, is unsecured cash. So I think we have a really, after you know what you, the little info you told me on S3H, I think we have a really good shot of unlocking some cash, some capital there through you, for you. It really just depends on how much is the question, how much, like how high we can go. But since that is unsecured, you'd be able to take that from S3H and put it directly into your, you know, into Genesis, but you'd be technically paying through S3H, if that makes sense. The payment plan would be set up through that company.
Okay.
Does that sound like something you might want to try and be interested in? Because I feel, you know, my recommendation, if the capital is the need, it's going to be hard to get, unless you have an investor, cash for, and like to get those orders going. So those are kind of our options from here.
Yeah, it's possible. Let me think about it. I didn't want to put. Well, I'm going to be in LA over the weekend. Let me have some discussions with Jason about the possibility of maybe purchasing the other equipment, which is about $80,000, or the printer, and go through Genesis. But it's. Let me think about that. Now that you're saying what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, that is always an option just because, and really it wouldn't have a negative effect, so much to say, just because, you know, you're already generating a revenue, a pretty steady revenue through S3H, and once you start making the sales through the watches, if we got you on a set up on a short-term loan, it'd be, you know, you'd start having the money to pay those payments, which would really get you flowing, and at the same time, once you start developing sales for, Genesis, we will be able to transition then from S3H's business to strictly Genesis as well. So to get you started, to make sure you have, you know, just a little bit of operating cash to get the watches built, that would probably be the best option for now. But then when you would, so if you set it up on a shorter term loan, say, you know, you're going to sell those, you're going to receive a whole bunch of orders at the end of this year, and say you get set up on a 6-month term, so where you paid off, you know, maybe paid off a little early and then refinance, get more, or actually just take a whole another one through Genesis, since you can see the last, you know, 6 months of sales, if that makes sense.
How much sales will it take for the bank to consider funding?
Depends on how much you're looking for. I mean, you can bring in a yearly revenue of $200,000, you know, with a good amount of deposits and great ending balances, and qualify for, you know, as little as 20K, but you could, you know, make up to, you know, and it all goes up from there. So, I mean, okay. Just getting a revenue established is huge, because right now, I understand what's going on, because, you know, you told me the whole story, and I, you know, write that down in the file and I explain it to my team here. But then, you know, our lenders and, you know, it's our lending department really has, you know, it's really risky, so to say, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I do want to try to do this. I still, you know, I haven't pulled your credit yet, just because I wanted to get back in touch with you before I submitted your application and whatnot to see what you're looking to do. So to really see the options that we could give you, for S3H, it won't cost you anything. So if you did decide you want to do it, you could send me the same documents, but just for that business, S3H, and I will present to you options of, you know, what you qualify for, and you can you know, you don't, you're not obligated to, you know, you're not committed to anything. All it is a kind of a free idea of, you know, how we can help and give you, you know, some ideas of what you'll qualify for.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, if cash is the, you know, the most important thing, that's what I'd recommend. But so what are you thinking?
I don't know. I've got a lot of stuff today. I've got the weekend to think about it. I don't know. I
okay.
may have to talk to my accountant to see what he says, mixing businesses.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I just, you know, I take the time over the weekend to figure that out, no rush. But, you know, that's, I just didn't want to, you know, present the options. Does it sound like something you might be interested in?
Let me ask this question. If we decide to buy, let's say, the printing deal, the 3D,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of other things through Genesis, is that an easier option or no?
So you, let me see. What did you say? How did you say your credit was again? Pretty, I'm assuming pretty good.
My credit? My personal
yeah.
credit?
Yeah.
It should be good. I actually, you know, it's the funny thing is I've always had a kind of paralegal attorney who takes care of my, she watches my credit. Very good. I don't know where it's at right now, but it should be pretty good. But you know what? To be honest with you, with this credit stuff, who knows? You know, one day it goes up, the next thing, you know, you apply for a mortgage, they take 20 points off of it. So I don't know where it's at. But she normally doesn't want anybody to pull it. She has it there, and she'll say, I'll furnish it from my side of it here. So if you're going to need my credit, I'm going to have to call it up and have her furnish it for you, okay?
Okay, no, yeah, definitely. That's why I waited on, you know, pulling your credit as well, because, you know, I wasn't sure if there was any equipment needs, but basically how the equipment program works is it's based off all of credit.
Let me ask you one thing, right?
Yeah.
And you said it's unsecure, and I want to keep it unsecure, but one thing you need to realize is my house, I have two homes, and collectively they're worth probably more than $5 million.
Oh, wow, okay.
I owe close to $1.7 or $1.8 million on them. So there is more than $3 million of
collateral, so to say, right?
Collateral on it. Does that help?
In some cases it would, but unfortunately we don't collateralize real estate here, just because, you know, we can't. So in this case, unfortunately, doesn't really help out too much. The only thing we can really collateralize is, you know, titled vehicles, equipment, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, from
titled equipment.
Yeah. What? Titled equipment. So did you pay cash for the 30 to 40K of equipment you brought on just recently?
I did. It's actually, you see it on the bank accounts that I sent. It's with Jules, whatever company. Yeah.
Okay, well, I actually have an idea for you then. With that, you know, how recently did you purchase those, do you know? And what exactly was the equipment?
3 months ago, they're basically... they're basically watchmaking equipment and tools.
Okay. And was that one big machine, or is that multiple pieces of equipment?
No, there were multiple, like testing machinery for watches, special tools for watches. There were a bunch of stuff on it.
And you said that was right around 3 months back?
Yeah.
3 months ago. Okay. Well, I'm not too sure if it's still new enough, but I know we do offer a program that does buy back equipment, and we can finance it. So, you know, we could probably, you know, after...
When you say equipment, it's got to be equipment, right? So it can't be vehicles and stuff. Just equipment.
Well, it can be vehicles as long as there's a title to it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 3 or 4 vehicles that are both paid off that probably collectively are worth more than $100,000.
Okay. Well, what I was saying here is what we could do is we might be able to get you set up on all the equipment that you just purchased. Since we offer equipment financing, we might be able to finance that equipment and give you that cash back. Like do a lease buyback type of thing.
I see. Okay.
And so basically, we might be able to do that all through Genesis. You know what I'm saying? Is if we go through that, so we have a couple options then. So we can try. So if you're looking for maybe, if you want around 30 to 40K for sure through Genesis and Genesis only, I can see what we can do with trying to buy back the new equipment from you. So where you set up on a 2 to 5 year term, so to say, and pay it back on a monthly payment, but we will give you the amount it's worth that you paid for it.
Okay, I understand. Let's talk next week, next Monday, okay?
Next Monday? Okay.
Okay.
Definitely, I'll give you a call next Monday, and I will get some more info and, see what other options we have for you.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Kyle.
Yep, of course, Watchy.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Bye.